Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, Cougar Nation. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte coming to you live from downtown Salt Lake City, Utah. Your broadcast house, another edition of Cougar Sports Saturday. For the next 3 hours, talking BYU basketball and BYU football. Spring ball rolls on down in Provo. Loaded lineup, Noah Waterman, Fessy Satake, quarterback Jake Retzlaff. Whole lot to get to, and oh, by the way, a game day senior night as the Cougars get a revenge chance against Oklahoma State.
Lots of BYU basketball on the deck today as next week, when you go to Kansas City, Big 12 tournament, right around
Monday.
The corner. Wow. Monday, Cougar Nation, shameless plug, 6 to 7 p.m., you'll be live from Kansas City for that.
That's right. I'll be at the T-Mobile Center holding it down for Cougar Nation. Taking your phone calls that night, and then the Big 12 tournament, and then NCAA tournament. It's going to be an eventful couple of weeks for Cougar Hoops, and let's start things off there with BYU basketball in the leadoff.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
We'll get to football in a moment, but BYU basketball was right there earlier in the week for a monumental road upset against Iowa State. Things fell apart in the last 4.5 minutes. Now that you've had a few days to digest that loss, do you feel that that was a good loss, or do you feel like that was a tremendously big missed opportunity?
It was big in the sense that you had the chance to lock down a four seed and be in Salt Lake.
Yep.
Because if you're a four seed, you're going to be across the street from us in a couple of weeks, and man, you get in that building where you've won 17 of the last 18. I like BYU's odds of getting to the Sweet 16 a lot better than, say, Charlotte or Pittsburgh or Omaha in the middle of somewhere America. So I would feel a lot better being in Salt Lake. That's where the missed opportunity comes. But there's no shame in losing to the number 6 Iowa State team. But I think that we can't look at BYU through the same lens as what we thought of them in November, where it would have been nice pat on the head. Man, you competed with the number 6 team in the country. Now it's like, hey, yeah, you should hang with anyone. You're a potential, you know, Final Four sleeper. So, yeah, we expect that. Now you got to go finish the job. And that should be a good learning opportunity to never allow that to happen again, where you give up a double-digit lead in the second half.
Yeah, I thought it was a tough loss in the sense that some of the issues that concern me about this team related to a deep tournament run, they reappeared. And I didn't feel that way after TCU and Kansas, it's particularly Kansas, where that game was close. You got good shots. You made those shots. You found a way to get the job done. Against Iowa State, there was careless turnovers. There was questionable decision-making that led to the loss. And here's what the head coach, Mark Pope, had to say about why BYU lost Iowa State.
It's not the makes and misses. We'll live with 8 for 29. I'd like to be over 30 is really important for us. But with the 14 offensive rebounds, that's really good numbers for us. It's the 17 turnovers that got us. And down the stretch, it was the turnovers.
Too many turnovers down the stretch. And look, give credit to Iowa State in that regard. They are a great defensive team. But BYU has faced this numerous times this year, Mitch, where they have a lead, a team cranks up the full court pressure, and they don't make them pay. And to me, I'm concerned again. After the Kansas game, okay, they figured some things out. I feel good about it. I'm again concerned because in the NCAA tournament, Mitch, there's going to be close games. And can you get good shots? And can you make those shots? Can you take care of the basketball? I think they'll be okay, but there is doubt in the back of my mind that in these tight situations, can they come through? Because more times than not, they've lost in those situations rather than a win like they did against Kansas.
And because of that, BYU is a team that they could win the Big 12 tournament. They could get bounced in the second round. Same with the NCAA tournament. They could be a 5-12 upset waiting to happen, or they make it to their Final Four. Like that. That's just – it's a wide range of outcomes with this team. Yep. And I think the floor for this team is a little bit higher than most, but I don't know on the ceiling as much as, say, an Iowa State team who might have a little bit higher ceiling, maybe, or Kansas would be that team that has a higher ceiling than a BYU, even though their floor seems lower than BYU this season. You know, I think BYU is a really good team, and I think it's great that we're talking about, you know, splitting hairs after a close loss to the number six team in the country, Iowa State, in March. And it's a testament to how good this league is and BYU rising to the occasion. But you know what? You got to finish those opportunities. But I do think there can be some value from a loss, because when it comes to advanced metrics, losing and being competitive and losing by a number far less than the projected outcome, BYU was status quo when it came to the net, the KenPom, all the advanced predictive ratings. So it is a good learning opportunity, but you know, it's one of those opportunities where you could have spoiled someone's senior night. You could have given them a historic loss that's like, oh, remember that night you lost to BYU? Like, how did you let that happen? There's just a missed opportunity. But you know what? If you're going to pick when to lose a game, I'd rather lose in Ames to the number six team in a regular season game when you kind of know where you stand in terms of NCAA tournament and Big 12 rankings, rather than March Madness in the first round. Yeah. I'd rather have this learning opportunity there. It's also a bummer, too, because this loss takes BYU out of the running of a top four seed in next week's tournament. We'll get to all the seeding scenarios coming up a little bit later. But that's one of the drawbacks, too. But ultimately, if you're going to lose a game, let it be in Ames. I don't want to see it happen in March Madness.
I'll feel that way if they bounce back with a good win tonight. I want to see how they respond to that loss, because it was a little uncharacteristic from Dallin Hall, the way that he handled the ball at the end. That it's not like Dallin Hall to just put the team on his back and try to make plays happen. He's shown that he can do this. It's not that he's not capable of winning games at the end, but it's usually in the flow of the offense. It's usually, hey, we're going to run a high pick and roll. He gets downhill, or they move the ball around. It gets back to him late in the clock, and then he goes to work. I didn't love the decision-making from Dallin Hall, and the turnover didn't bother me so much. It was unfortunate, but hey, you're down one. Maybe you can catch him sleeping, get to the rim. Okay, that's fine. But what he did on the next possession, where he never passed the ball and took this deep three that didn't even hit the rim, that didn't feel good to me, and I hope that he bounces back in a big way tonight, because we've seen, Mitch, it's very clear, if he plays well, this team can beat anybody. Like, when he played like he did against Kansas, they can go deep in the tournament. When he does not play well, because against Iowa State, only three assists, three turnovers, a one-to-one ratio, that's bad. That's not characteristic for what this BYU team has done all year. If he plays like that, like you said, they can... maybe they don't win another game. So he's got to bounce back.
Dallin Hall, when he has less than three turnovers per game in Big 12 play, BYU 7-3 in Big 12 games. When he's got three or more, they're 2-5. Yep. It feels like that is kind of a barometer. I mean, it's a small little deep in the weeds stat, but it just feels like when he's taking care of the ball, BYU is darn near unbeatable. And that's a stat to me that translates to March Madness, because you're no longer in the WCC or the Mountain West, where it's like, well, how good are you? Well, this is the Big 12. This is the best league in America, and you're winning 70% of your games when you take care of the rock. You know, Dallin's got to be better with that, and I think tonight will be a great opportunity for him. And I will say, too, when it comes to Dallin Hall, he is going to be so good, and he is a rising star in the Big 12. But I think it's also fair for fans to, you know, share their criticisms when it does happen, because we all watch the game. But then there's all these, like, social media, like, hey, don't criticize. Like, look, you know who's probably criticizing him the most? It's probably Dallin Hall himself.
Yeah.
He's probably ticked about how that happened. There was a little combination of the Utah game, Cincinnati with that deep shot. That kind of reminded me of that Cincinnati game.
Yep.
But Dallin Hall is special, and he'll bounce back.
Yep.
He got a new haircut, so he's going to look all fresh tonight for tonight's game. I'm excited to see, you know, how Dallin Hall finishes out the season, because to me, he is someone, him, Ali Khalifa, they're two purse players that have the potential to really become big names in the postseason. March Madness has this ability to create a platform for brands and individual stars. Dallin Hall could be a huge star if he performs well down the stretch here, and I'm excited for it, and I think he'll do have a great bounce back tonight against Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, it's a payback game. That's a word we heard quite a few times earlier in the week from players, a chance to get revenge against Oklahoma State earlier in the year. Trevin Nell said that loss earlier in the season was a turning point for the team.
We lost, right, to Oklahoma State. We lost, and it hurt. It was a gut check. Everybody was upset. Everybody was mad. But I think that loss really helped us in terms of, okay, we got to get back to our roots. We got to get back to trusting each other and trusting the process. It really showed.
Yeah, that was Theo, his little puppy. Theo, who has his own Instagram. Yes, you heard that in the background. Yeah, Trevin Nell, that Oklahoma State loss, there's going to be payback. This is the first Big 12 game for BYU tonight. Tip off tonight at 7 o'clock. Marriott Center, get there early. It's senior night if you're going to be going to the game. I feel really confident. Like, I don't feel, maybe I shouldn't say this, but maybe the broadcaster curse or whatever, but I just think BYU is going to roll in this one. I don't feel any concern at all. I think that how they lost in Stillwater, BYU's going to come out and just jump on Oklahoma State early. I think Oklahoma State's checked out, and the way they played against Texas Tech earlier this week, I'm not expecting much from the Pokes. I think BYU jumps on them early, but we'll get to that a little bit later.
Yeah, hey, I'd be all for that. I'd also be for a close game where BYU makes plays late and kind of refines their ability to execute. No?
I want margin, man. Margin of victory is huge in these predictive metrics. If you can thump this team by 20, and you could, that could bump up your net ranking. That could bump up your KenPom. You got to get those numbers inflated so you can get that 4 seed potentially in the NCAA tournament.
Fair. All right, let's take a break, Mitch. On the other side, it is senior night, and there's a couple of seniors who will be honored. And there's one guy who's not being honored that is kind of interesting. We'll get to all of that on the other side. More BYU hoops coming your way here on Cougar Sports Saturday.